From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting on the eve of Donald Trump's first visit to the White House as president-elect. Thousands of people in several major U.S. cities are staging anti-Trump demonstrations Wednesday night. Protesters are blocking a highway in Los Angeles, and there are reports of several arrests in New York. Many of the protesters say they are upset because of racist and inflammatory statements Trump made during his presidential campaign. So far, no one from the Trump staff has publicly commented on the protests. But losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. President Barack Obama campaigned hard for Clinton's election and acknowledged on Wednesday that losing is tough. The president invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power.
So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Because we are now all rooting for his success in uniting and leading the country.
There was varied reactions across America to Trump's unexpected win.
I'm sorry, Hillary. You were robbed. She was robbed. She would have been a great president.
I'm happy. My husband woke me up at 3 a.m. this morning. I was shocked, but happy, optimistic. I'm looking forward to a bright future.
Hundreds and hundreds of people have voted that have never voted before in their life came out for this election to speak. We've had enough.
Trump vowed to never forget the working class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. And besides gaining the White House, Republicans will be keeping control of both houses of the Congress. Congressional Republicans pledged swift action Wednesday on President-elect Trump's